Why do we keep on hearing about nearshoring then? Because every time I look up information about Brazil and technology, everybody's always talking about similar time zone to the US and all this kind of stuff. Everything is geared up around it being a nearshoring destination.
Well, these are probably the people, unlike you and me, who haven't spent any considerable time or any time at all in this country in the past 3 to 5 years and seen how the cost base has changed. I'm still nursing my credit card bill from this trip and trying to work out why am I paying more for a meal in São Paulo than I do in London.
So it very much needs a reality check then.
I think it does. And I have only, in the end, met, I don't know, 4 or 5 companies so far, and I need to spread my net much wider. But, you know, like you, been around a long time, you get a sense of these things. And if 3 or 4 or 4 or 5 companies kind of say this is the way the market operates, you've got to kind of believe, you know, that is the way that it operates. So, and none of them expound the virtues of Brazil as a nearshore, offshore, or anything other than a domestic shore opportunity. In terms of the main opportunity, where they are going to make their money in Brazil is from operations in Brazil.
And given that opportunity, and given what happened towards the end of last year with Capgemini, do you think that we'll see more foreign players coming in?
We've already done that. CSC made a tiny acquisition just a month or so ago of one of their in effect software partners, a company called Vixia. Interestingly, when I spoke to all the other players, I did meet CSC, but when I spoke to the CPMs and the Logicas and said, "What do you know of Vixia?" They stared at me blankly. Who are they? And it sounds like they are a tiny, tiny outfit, had already been partnering with CSC, and so they just chomped them up. So I don't think that acquisition is going to shake the market in the same way that CAP's acquisition of Braxis did. But, you know, there are not many scale players in services in Brazil. I've yet to meet, for example, Stefanini, who would probably is the largest and the next, you know, largest domestic player, and there are one or two other names that I need to check through. So I'm not sure there is, you know, a huge opportunity for rampant consolidation or M&A in Brazil. In fact, I was wondering whether there would be internal consolidation, but I'm not sure that would really work. I don't doubt that, you know, the major usual suspects, be they US-based or Europe-based or indeed perhaps India-based, will always be sniffing around looking for the opportunity, because they've all tagged Brazil as a growth market. You know, it's there for all to see, and they're all kind of wrestling with, you know, how should we do this? You know, how should we do this? And I think the savvy ones among them understand that it is a different market and plays by different rules, and therefore you really need to be part of it, you know, i.e. by someone, rather than try and do it organically, unless you've got unless you've got all the time in the world and you can do a sort of follow the client jobby and set up a local operation to service the Brazilian arm of one of your trusted clients in the US or Europe. And then just feel your way through the market. But I think the market is moving too fast for that. I think probably that's the conclusion that Capgemini came to. Because you may know Capgemini did have a Brazilian operation. It was a few hundred people. But that was never going to be able to grow fast enough, and that operation by itself wouldn't have had a huge amount of credibility. Buying Braxis, you know, gives them a real footprint, real credibility, and by the way, it works both ways. It gives Braxis now more credibility as being able to service the international needs of local clients.